Now it is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The state Senate plans to reconvene next week to take up legislation backed by Governor Newsom requiring oil companies to keep a reserve supply of gas on hand. Newsom says the reserve would prevent price spikes in case of a refinery outage in the future. Phil, the industry says a requirement like this will actually drive up prices. Which is it?
That remains to be seen. You know, it's an interesting gamble that everybody is playing right here. Gavin Newsom has seen prices in California, you know, approach and break the $6 a gallon mark. He doesn't want to see that again. It's not good for him. It's not good for the state. But what to do about it? Remember last time they got sky high, he said that the gas companies were gouging, and he convened a special session of the legislature to pass legislation to investigate. They haven't come up with any hard evidence that the gas companies, the big oil, is price fixing or anything like that. So now comes the next phase. And this one, it was a measures that he's saying in there saying, look, every twice a year in California, we change our blend of gasoline. It's a blend only in California, and it's one of the reasons why we pay more than the rest of the country. But when we do that blending shift, there's a drop in the number of supply, and that leads to higher prices. Also, around this time of year, what few refineries we have left in the state go down for maintenance. When they go down for maintenance, the price of gas goes up because there's less gas out there. So now he wants them to bank gas. He wants to have storage tanks built at the refineries or someplace where they can bank the gas. So if something happens, they have an extra few weeks supply to handle the state and keep the prices from going up. Other people say, look, that'll drive the prices up. How are we going to store the gas? How much is that going to cost? It's not just a concern in California, oddly enough, because the added to this is governors in Nevada and Arizona say, we use California gas before it gets blended, and it could drive our price up because you'd be tying up our gas in order to keep your gas supplied.
You know, when they tried to pressure him not to bring forth the legislation in that special session, I guess it didn't work.
No, it didn't. And so they say the legislature's not too keen on this. There's a certain group that is okay with it, and they're up there voting. But a number of Democrats who are in tight districts, especially in the Central Valley and Southern California and around Bakersfield, where they produce gasoline and drill oil, they're not. And they are either skipping the votes or just showing up and not voting. It's a tense situation. The state Senate's going to take it up. We'll see what they do. This has actually been scaled back a bit, because originally some of the ideas were, what can we do to reduce the price of gas in California? Maybe change the blend, maybe do this, maybe do that. Maybe, you know, something radical, like should we build more a new refinery, something we haven't done in decades? No to that. No to that. No to that. It's down to this one element of storage. Is it going to be catastrophic one way or the other? I don't think so. Is it going to probably lead to higher prices? When it comes to gas, the price always seems to go up. It's just a question of how much. We'll see.
That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.